This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business across the state of Florida. And we are coming to you from the Florida Economic Development Council annual conference in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And what a better place to have a conference than Margaritaville. It's a great venue. It's a great conference. And this is exactly where Small Biz Florida needs to be because we're here to talk economic development and business for the next couple of days. Really, really happy to have a very innovative guest here with us now on Small Biz Florida. We have got Lucien Pierce. She serves as the Vice President of Economic and Business Development at Babcock Ranch. She has a history of working in the real estate industry and obtained her Bachelor of Science in Urban and Regional Planning from Salisbury University. Lucien, welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Well, good afternoon, Tom. It's absolutely fantastic to be here and meet you and your whole team.
Yeah, this is just kind of off the chart here, Lucien, what you're working on. Babcock Ranch is America's first solar town, utilizing an on-site 150-megawatt utility-scale solar generation facility. Babcock Ranch has entitled 6 million square feet for development of light industrial, retail, commercial, civic, and office space. Incredible project, Lucien. Kind of start us with a little bit of your background and your pathway to Babcock Ranch, and then let's talk about this project.
Well, thank you, Tom. I'm more than happy to do that. Again, my name is Lucien Pierce, Vice President of Economic and Business Development for Kitson & Partners, which is the parent company to Babcock Ranch. And you're right, I find myself in some very lucky shoes these days. Wake up feeling very grateful each day. When I got out of school, honestly, I thought I was going to be a weather girl, and then I realized that I didn't really care enough about my appearance, and I cared more about making an impact. And I got into urban and regional planning in my junior and senior years of school, and it just grabbed me with an incredible passion. Moved to Florida in 2000 and spent much of the next decade working for consulting engineering firms and land development and construction companies, working on acquisitions, entitlements, and really land design. I've always been captured by the way a community is planned and laid out truly affects and impacts, hopefully in a positive way, the residents that work there. So in 2007 and 2008, so those more difficult years, especially in Southwest Florida, one of the epicenters for the foreclosure crisis, not a lot of people were looking for people that wanted to entitle future land. So I really had to figure out how was Lucien going to come out of this recession. And that's when I found economic development. And I liken that oftentimes to finding my conscience for the social good. And I enjoyed 9 years in Charlotte County government, ended up running the organization there. Then moved over to Kitson & Partners, and it's really the best of both worlds. Taking my background in development, a passion for the environment, I have an AS in environmental science as well, and really combining those into just one of the most ingenious and innovative projects that I've ever had the ability to come across, and that's Babcock Ranch.
Wow. Tell us about Babcock Ranch. You know, those of us who've lived in Florida our whole lives, we're used to seeing this, big developments, towns being created, but this is kind of a whole different ballgame, is it not?
Oh, it is a completely different ballgame. In my 2 decades in development and growth, I've never come across a place like this. But for those of you that do not yet know, Babcock Ranch today encompasses about 18,000 acres. In 2005, it was a 93,000-acre working ranch, and it was one of the only missing teeth between Lake Okeechobee and the Gulf Coast and Charlotte Harbor. Missing teeth from the perspective of wildlife corridors and then also that natural watershed area. So the state of Florida had been looking to acquire Babcock Ranch for quite a number of years, and for a number of reasons in a complex transaction, it hadn't happened. And then Sid Kitson came along. And if you hadn't had the opportunity to meet Sid, he is just one of the most genuine, gregarious, charismatic, and thoughtful people that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting and working for. And he was able to work out a deal with the state of Florida, with the Babcock family, and then with Kitson and Partners to buy 93,000 acres, immediately sell 74,000 back to the state, and retain 18,000 acres. Of that 18,000 acres that we kept, only those portions of the ranch that were that were disturbed by heavy agricultural and or mining opportunities are built on. So when you look at the totality of what Kitson and Partners purchased, only about 20% of that total 93,000 acres of developed land will ever be developed. So interestingly, when you're 4 miles east of I-75, outside of the urban service boundary, people say you are contributing to urban sprawl. And that's really not the case. Babcock Ranch is a fully contained, fully self-sufficient community. That doesn't mean we have our own government, but we do have our own jurisdiction with the opportunity in the future for upwards of 50,000 residents at build out to be able to incorporate. But we have a waste management company, we have a public utility company, we have a phenomenal partnership with Florida Power and Light. So we operate and function truly as a town.
Wow. And talk about the green aspect to Babcock Ranch, the solar issue.
Absolutely. Solar was really the number one issue upon which the entire vision of Babcock Ranch was built. But that's one amongst a number of core values that we live by: energy, education, technology, storm safety. All are some of the basics of what we believe in at Babcock Ranch. And truly, the concept is simple. It can be thought of this way. The goal is to build a place for everyone, every socioeconomic class, color, race, creed can live and have the same quality of life, all while doing better for the planet and doing really, really right by families.
And talk about elements of this project. You say you're a self-contained town. You've got all the basic elements. You've got retail. You've got commercial, office space. I'm assuming there's also residential component to the project.
You're exactly right. RCLCO does a top 50 master plan communities in the country every 6 months. We made that list at number 34 at the end of last year, and then in June of this year, we had topped out at number 25. So that's some phenomenal growth. But that moniker, and the reason I bring it up, is master plan communities really speaks to a lot of traditional communities, and I differentiate here in that we're a town. As in every facet and aspect of a town that is critical and important to exist, we are building at Babcock Ranch. So of course you have your residences and you have every type and function of not only single family versus multifamily homes, attached and detached, but also in every price point and in every ownership type as well. Fee simple ownership, soon to come, built for rent, single family housing, apartments are under construction right now, and everything in between. So that's great for a residential community. Where are those people going to get their groceries? Where are they going to get their goods and services? Where's their eye doctor? All of those things. So that kind of falls in the retail and services component. But what really makes a town, when you think of the Austins of the world and these really great communities with just incredible loyalty and passion from the residents about their town, that really comes from the everything else. What are your cultural amenities? What is your faith-based community like? What types of jobs do you have? And not only the jobs that are available for the residents, but what types of corporate partners do you have? It's really important that the values, the underlying values of Babcock Ranch, have been embraced by all of our residents. We're seeing them embraced by all of our retail and service partners. And we're moving in that same direction with job creation with primary employers.
Wow. Now, talk to me about requirements of those that will develop commercial space. Are they required, or are you partnering with them on this green approach, the solar panels? Is Florida Power and Light partnering? How is all that working, and what does that look like within Babcock Ranch Development?
Well, Florida Power and Light is our partner at the table through and through. The town would not exist without them, and they function incredibly well as a partner. They also have a economic development office that we work with, as do the 33 counties within their service territory. And the uniqueness about Florida Power and Light with respect to Babcock Ranch is that they've been in on the ground floor, so they really understand the difference and the value of a community like ours. But beyond that, we are following a path called place-based, what we're calling place-based economic development. And this is extremely intentional economic development. As we're creating leads or generating leads, and you can ask any of the consultants that we've worked in, we don't follow just typical industry sectors. Of course, you know, green technologies is what we're looking at, but of those green technologies, the company and its mission and its product really has to be forward-leaning towards innovation and creating a better future. We firmly believe that in a pioneering solar town like Babcock Ranch, there are quite a few other folks that believe like us in the world. We're just not clustered in a single location yet, right, until we get to Babcock Ranch.
Wow. Talk about timeline. Where are you on this project? Is dirt being moved? Infrastructure being installed? Where are we?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think the most talked about phrase in the office is that we were an overnight success within 15 years, and it was just fantastic,
right,
how we did that.
Right, yeah.
So the land was contracted in 5, closed in 6, and entitled in 7, which is not a phenomenal time to be coming out of the ground with,
right,
18,000 acres worth of raw dirt.
Right.
But there was a lot of other things that needed to go into, you know, figuring out how do you build a town that's entirely powered by solar? How do you change the way that you're treating stormwater so that you're not putting plastic pipe in the ground, but you're creating natural systems,
right,
that function in a natural way while restoring the wildlife habitat and cleaning the water, and you know, moving water in directions that it needs to go. So as we are doing and thinking about all of these innovative things, we're always, I hesitate to say it again, leaning in and leaning forward.
Right.
Every single thing, whether it's education and the Babcock Neighborhood School, the Babcock High School, which implements a project-based learning program, or Town and Country Utilities, our water treatment facility that is winning national awards each and every year. So that was the beginning until now. In 2016, on Earth Day, we broke ground. In 2017, we broke ground on the school. When the school opened its doors, it was full and had a waiting list equal to its capacity. And it wasn't until 4 months later that we actually had our first residents at Babcock,
wow,
Ranch. So in 2018, we began with our first resident in January. Today, we're at 1,700 homes sold and under contract,
wow,
about 3,400 residents there, about 220,000 square feet of retail and services already built. We're under construction on the third school, a storm shelter. And to give you some perspective, Babcock Ranch is really three phases going from west to east, divided up equally into about 6,000 units apiece. In the first two increments, with the second one having been approved just 2 months ago, of the 19,000 lots, 10,500 are already committed and contracted or sold at this point in time. So in five short years, we were able to move through half of the residential project product and then continuing to move forward.
Talk about Kitson and their their history in the development business. I'm assuming this is kind of, they've done a lot of development, but is this a first of a kind, or did they do some work in the green space before, or was this the first green space?
I would say that Babcock Ranch is a first of its kind for everybody at Kitson Partners, but was always the reason for being. It was always a goal and a mission of Sid and his partner Tom Hoban, the advisory board, and everybody that's worked with them along the way. But Kitson & Partners is bigger than that. Once Sid left the NFL, he realized that he wanted to do something, and he had met some incredible people and wanted to get into land development and really wanted to leave a positive legacy on the world. So was building homes in New Jersey, eventually moved to Florida about 18 years ago, and at which point in time, we were still building homes, but we were acquiring distressed assets and turning them around. So if you're familiar with Ibis Golf and Country Club in West Palm Beach, Talus Park in Naples, those are both other residential assets. And then the one thing even I wasn't aware of when I first came to Kitson was, we're a fairly major retail player. We hold 1.5, 1.6 million square feet of retail assets across the state of Florida as well. So Babcock Ranch is one of many projects. However, it's the only Babcock Ranch of that size, scope, and magnitude.
Wow. You know what I want to do, Lucien? I want to come to Babcock Ranch and do a show, do a podcast from Babcock Ranch. I got to see this.
We would absolutely love to have you, and I'll tell you, the small business.
Is there a hotel
community
there we can spend the night? Yeah.
We're working on it. Okay. We are working on it.
Yeah, I'd love to come down and see this project. I've been around Florida a long time. I spent a lot of time driving across State Road 70. Spent some time in the agricultural business, so I did spend a lot of time crossing 70 into Arcadia, and mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's somewhere in that neighborhood over there is where this is all taking place.
Yes, we're about 30 minutes south-southwest. Mm. Fort Myers, we're 20 minutes directly from downtown. RSW International Airport is a quick 25-minute drive from Babcock Ranch. Wow. While we are east of the interstate, we are not in the thick of a lot of already developed areas with some of the transportation issues you might have there.
Right.
So we do have a unique opportunity. We just need to build the entire transportation network around us, and we are.
Yeah, and then I think I want to talk about this whole pilot program called SmartCan. A robotic trash pickup. Talk a little bit about what's going on there.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, Tom. I absolutely love it. So when I talk about place-based economic development and trying to figure out how to attract companies with similar core values to us, utilizing Babcock Ranch as a living laboratory is one of those strategies. So basically, anybody in innovation and technology that is trying to bring a new concept to the market understands that you have to test that somewhere. And in Babcock, we're a lot of pioneering type people who are very intrigued and interested in moving into the future. So it presents a perfect living laboratory, and that's what we've done. We've approached Resi, is the name of the company, and a couple of other companies as well, about, you have this ready-to-go-to-market technology, why don't you do a pilot program here? So there are two gentlemen, Andrew Murray and James Aronson, Tufts graduates living in Boston, who created this autonomous robot very similar to a Roomba that handles your trash for you. So it lives in your garage on a charging station through RFID technology on the unit and then on your recycling in your garbage cans. On garbage day, it wakes up, it goes to the appropriate garbage can, attaches itself, opens the garage door to let itself out, takes the can to the curb, places it in the exact proper location and orientation, and then takes itself home to the garage and closes it up, and then does the entire process again once the garbage can has been emptied. So this is really cool. It's kitschy. I mean, I see the smile on your face right now.
I love it.
It's just fun. But what's really the value to the human condition? And that's what I wondered. Beyond fun and one less stinky chore that I didn't feel like doing, it's got to add value. How does this impact people's lives? And in talking to James and Andrew, they had me almost immediately when they were talking about aging. I've got aging parents. My dad just had his 81st birthday, and he's feeling 81 years. As you're aging, you can hire somebody to mow the lawn. You can hire somebody to take care of your pool, clean out your gutters, walk your dog. Very, very common things.
Right.
But when it gets to your garbage, taking your garbage from your garage to the street, oftentimes that's the final task that really makes the decision in households about whether or not it's time to go into assisted living.
Yeah.
Can I truly continue to live independently?
Right.
So when you look at this cool, kitschy Roomba of the future that's handling garbage, what it's really doing is allowing people to live at home safely and longer and in a better environment than they otherwise would.
Yeah.
And then the potential savings in carbon emissions is just incredible. If you can do bulk trash collection with robots taking a number of garbage cans to a singular location, you're going from 20,000 stops down to maybe 10,000 stops.
Yeah.
And the emissions savings is just incredible.
Great explanation, how to connect that to the real world. Because I have a 90-year-old father. And every time I go over to the house, the common question is, hey, can you run the can out for me? So, really great thought. Never really put that together, but you're so right. Anyway, incredible project. And I guess also there was some mention, as we were doing a little searching on the website, New Publix in the neighborhood and solar powered.
Yes. So if you're from Florida, you understand that when shopping is a pleasure and that comes to your front door, that means you're real. You have arrived. And that's what we have done. We enjoy a great relationship with Publix. We have a number of shopping centers that we partner with them in. But at Babcock Ranch, it was a communication about, look what we're building. And we're honestly only 4.5 miles away from one of their most profitable stores in the entire state of Florida.
Right.
And they were saying, well, we need to expand our footprint before that store starts to become less profitable because shopping is no longer a pleasure there.
Right.
And then as we were moving forward and our growth, 160% growth in home sales during a pandemic is just absolutely unbelievable. So they were ready to go. And honestly, Publix is one of what we anticipate to be 4 or 5 Publix centers within Babcock Ranch in totality by the time we build out. And you're right, it is powered by solar. And I'd like to take a second to talk about that because it's not as intuitive or obvious as you might think. So Florida Power and Light built 2 74.5 megawatt solar fields, which each function together as a power plant, similar to coal, natural gas, but all just powered from the sun. So if you think about Babcock Ranch, the town, as a bowl, and you're pouring water into that bowl, but that water is solar-generated electricity, the bowl has a finite capacity. The number of homes and businesses have a finite capacity for how much solar power they can use. So it comes out of the solar field, comes into the town, and once the water, the power is overflowing, that additional power then feeds out into the grid and serves the rest of the region as well.
Wow. Lucien, how does one kind of seek out and see what's going on?
Well, everybody is more than welcome to give me a call anytime they want. Hopefully we can provide my contact information with this podcast. But I would tell you to start with just Google Babcock Ranch. No matter how much I talk to you about this, you've got to see it. And quite honestly, once you see it, you've got to feel it. It truly is a town like none other.
All right. Babcock Ranch, Google it. B-A-B-C-O-C-K. Babcock Ranch. Unbelievable. I can't wait to come down and do Small Biz Florida from the streets of Babcock Ranch.
And we're very, very excited to have you too, Tom.
All right. It is Lucianne Pierce, Vice President of Economic and Business Development at Babcock Ranch. I guess I can safely say the most innovative new town in Florida.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Yeah. That means the world to hear you say that.
And with that, stay tuned. We'll be back with more from Small Biz Florida.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.